Thank you. All right. Pertussis is a vaccine-preventable disease caused by the bacterium Bordetella pertussis. It causes violent coughing and can be life-threatening to infants. Cases have been increasing in the United States since the 1980s. Older children will have coughing spells but are less likely to have the whoop associated with pertussis and may have a less severe presentation. The coughing may last for weeks to months. For this study, I identified confirmed and probable pertussis cases reported in Pennsylvania between 2006 and 2015. Philadelphia cases and cases with incomplete addresses were excluded. This was left me with 6,308 cases in my final analysis. A census tract was assigned by geocoding the home address of the case. In Pennsylvania, there are 2,811 non-Philadelphia census tracts. I calculated the incidence rate per census tract of pertussis and compared the census tract socioeconomic factors, which were obtained from census.gov, to pertussis incidence rates using Pearson correlation to determine which factors are most closely associated with high incidence rates. These are the numbers of pertussis cases reported in Pennsylvania between 2006 and 2015. You can see that there's a very large peak in 2012. This was not unique to Pennsylvania. This was a nationwide trend. And you can see most of our cases were reported in the 10 to 14-year-old age group and the 5 to 9-year-old age group. And these are the census tracts in Pennsylvania with incidence rates shown per 100,000 persons. And our highest incidence rates are in the southeast area of the state, which is where Philadelphia is located, the southwest area of the state, which is where Pittsburgh is located, the northwest area, which is where Erie is located, and some of these other census tracts that are more in the central area of the state have very low populations, so very small numbers of cases will make it appear to have a high incidence rate. And these are the socioeconomic characteristics that I looked at, and you can see that the first seven were significantly associated with high incidence rates of pertussis. And some, for example, a high percentage of persons living below poverty level was negatively associated with pertussis incidence. And a high percentage of college graduates was positively associated with pertussis incidence. And so you can see a bit of a visual representation of what I mean by that. So this is a poverty level. So you can see that very low levels of poverty were associated with a very high incidence rate of pertussis. And again, high levels of college graduates in the census tract were associated with high incidence rates of pertussis. And as far as public school enrollment, low levels of public school enrollment and conversely high levels of private school enrollment were positively associated with pertussis incidence. And low levels of public insurance and conversely high levels of private insurance were significantly associated with high levels of pertussis. So our conclusions were that reported incidence of pertussis is higher in wealthier communities. Additional investigation is needed to determine the underlying causes of these relationships, and some of the potential explanations for this and some of our hypotheses include families in poor communities may be less likely to seek care, leading to underdiagnosis and underreporting. And again, as I showed before, that we have most of our cases in this sort of 10 to 14-year-old age group and the 5 to 9-year-old age group. They are less likely to have a severe presentation, so families in poor communities or lower-income families may be less likely to feel the need to take their child to the doctor if there are a lot of impediments to care. We have a mandatory 5-day work and school exclusion for cases, so this could deter lower-income families from seeking care. And most cases, as I said, in the most cases, we're in our older children. And we also don't have census tract level data showing vaccine coverage, so we can't really correlate the vaccine coverage in these census tracts with incidence.